Hello everyone, welcome back to the Orin Coin Podcast. This is day 13 of my 30-day challenge, where I'm posting one podcast episode a day for 30 days. In today's episode, it's time to talk about email. Yesterday, we talked about why it's important for you to have a business email address on your YouTube channel. Today, I want to talk to you about why it shouldn't be a Gmail or a Yahoo or a Hotmail or whatever standard email you use for personal reasons, and it should be a domained email address, like, for example, john@doe.com, just an example, or john@smith.com. It's something that you should consider because it elevates your authority instantly. When you're using a Gmail account or Hotmail or Yahoo, whatever you're using, which is what everybody uses, you're taken less seriously than someone who has a personal email address with a domain. In addition, there are a lot of things you can do to elevate the authority of your domain name, which means that it's easier to get into people's inboxes. If you are going to send someone random an email from a Gmail account, it's more likely that email would go into their spam folder or promotions tab, whatever it is, if you are not like communicating directly like a friend, like asking them a question or whatever, and instead send them some marketing things or even a blog post. It's much easier to send across email addresses to people who follow you when you're using a domain name that you can then add some authority to using simple techniques like adding DMARC and other DNS related things, which I won't get into in this episode. So we understand why you need a domain name. By the way, a domain name costs about 10 bucks a year. It shouldn't be an expensive one. You just need a simple one, preferably not the one that you're using with a website. You don't want to associate your email popularity with a domain that is also hosting your blog or website or whatever. Try to separate the both. And then the domain for your email address has a separate popularity, which is only ever relying on your email messages. So you understand you should have a domain name if you're going to send emails for business purposes, for content creation purposes. You shouldn't use a Gmail one, and you understand that it should be different than your website. Now let's talk about how. In this podcast episode, where some of the listeners won't see my face or the video on YouTube, I won't go into a detailed tutorial, but I will say that if you are interested in one, let me know by either sending me an email, or if you're watching this on YouTube, send me a comment below telling me that you want a tutorial about how to make a domain name, like associate a domain name with an email address. It's something that you should use a service like Google Workspace, but there are alternatives like GoDaddy, for example. When you buy a domain name from them, they also have the ability to open an email address with that domain name for you. So there are some options going around. Unfortunately, all of those options are paid. I think for GoDaddy specifically, you might get the email address for free for a certain amount of time, but after that time is over, it becomes paid. And for Google Workspace, you're getting the entire suite of Google's services for your email address, along with the email inbox, Google Docs for your organization, Google Sheets, Forms, Google Meet. All of those things come together under one payment of a seat. I think it's about $12 a seat. One seat is one person in your organization. And one person means one email address. But there are a lot of tricks if you want to use multiple email addresses, but you only want to use one inbox. You can actually create a thing called aliases. Like, for example, if you have different domains associated with your Google Workspace, you can use one as an alias of the other, so you only pay for one inbox, but you can distribute around different email addresses, and all of those emails still get to the same place, the same inbox. So that's like in a nutshell about Google Workspace, and I don't know what GoDaddy offers. I've only ever seen the offer when I buy a domain, but I never tried it. So that's something that I can't shed some light on. But other than that, let me know if you want a tutorial about how to set up an email address for your business with Google Workspace. I can do that in a separate video on YouTube. And if you have any other questions or feedback, let me know by either sending me an email or commenting on YouTube. Other than that, thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you in the next one tomorrow. Bye for now.